The last time a death row inmate was executed in Arizona, it became a national story. Convicted killer Joseph Wood was given 15 doses of a sedative and a painkiller at his execution, but the cocktail didn't work right away. It took nearly 2 hours for him to die. Since then, executions in Arizona have been on hold until a lawsuit over how the state carries out executions is resolved.
But Wood's execution has also brought to light a bigger challenge facing states that carry out the death penalty, finding execution drugs. The reason Wood was given that particular cocktail is because for years there's been a shortage of execution drugs, and some pharmaceutical companies are refusing to sell the drugs to states.
And now the Arizona Department of Corrections has come up with what some are calling a bizarre way of addressing the shortage. A new policy says that condemned prisoners or their lawyers can provide their own lethal drugs to their executions. This policy raised a lot of questions, and the show's Lauren Gilger has more on this. So, Lauren, what is the idea behind this?
Well, that's still unclear. I reached out to the Department of Corrections about this, and they said since state execution drug procedures are currently a matter of litigation, they can't comment for this story. So we don't know what their motivation was behind this policy. But there are some pretty basic legal barriers that would likely get in the way of any inmate or attorney who actually tried to do this. I reached out to Cleve Woodson Jr. He's a reporter for The Washington Post who's been covering this policy, and I asked him what some of those basic legal issues are.
Yeah, so these drugs, they are controlled substances. It's illegal for me or you or pretty much anybody else that's not a doctor to have them without a prescription. And even if it were legal for us to have them, it would be illegal for an attorney to transfer possession of that drug. So a lot of the people who are critics of this are kind of scratching their heads because they're like, even if I was willing to help, even if they were willing to do something, it would be a felony to do it in the first place.
In your reporting on this, could you find anybody who defended it?
You know, the weird thing is that the Department of Corrections essentially no commented me. You know, if there are people that support the death penalty, there was nobody that could defend it or even explain the rationale behind it, like what they hoped. You kind of have to read between the lines there.
Yeah. But this is also part of a bigger narrative, right? That's just that it's getting harder to execute people in the United States. Can you tell us why that is?
Yeah. On one hand, there are some drug companies that have just said, we're not going to give drugs to states to kill people. They have an ethical stance on it, and that's their stance. So they're just not shipping out the drugs. And then there are other legal cases that are pending that say that the new drugs they've tried, the ones they've had because they can't get the other drugs, that those drugs are unconstitutional, that they're inhumane. And then you kind of have this public opinion push where you've had people executed with these new drugs and they've had drawn out, you know, attorneys would say cruel, inhumane executions, including in Arizona.
Right. So tell us about that. This is Joseph Wood was the last person to be executed in Arizona, and you talk about him in this story. Do you think his case sort of was the precursor to this?
Well, his attorney told me that, you know, he believes it starts a long time before Joe Wood. But, you know, Joe Wood's execution was supposed to take 10 minutes tops. They were supposed to inject the drugs and then 10 minutes later declare him dead. And instead, for nearly 2 hours, he lay there and he gasped and he gulped for air. In fact, I think his attorneys even called the Supreme Court looking for an emergency stay, saying that this was inhumane. And his death, his execution was one of three executions that happened like that with this one drug, midazolam, in which, you know, they all obviously made the news. They went into the newspapers. Some were even condemned by the United Nations and the president, who said that, you know, this is no way to carry out this penalty.
Right. So it seems like some states have sort of chipped away at the death penalty. Do you think that what the Department of Corrections is doing here in Arizona is trying to sort of get around all of these difficulties in actually executing people?
Yeah, because it's still legal to execute people, and there are still people that are, although there are no executions currently scheduled, there are still executions that have to be carried out. What happens is that on one hand, you have people that believe that, you know, the death penalty is okay and that it should be used, and there are people who are, you know, staunchly opposed to it. But in the middle, there are a lot of people, according to polls, that, you know, believe that the death penalty is okay if it's humanely carried out, right? And so with these people, I think the battle is kind of for their hearts and minds on either side. And what this chipping away at the death penalty says, if you kind of read between the lines, is that it's difficult to execute somebody humanely. that it's just difficult. I think the people that are opposed to the death penalty would hold up and have held up Joseph Wood's execution as an example of just why there should be none. And they're trying to convince those people who are not, you know, staunchly for it, that it should be done away with.
What do you expect to see next, I guess? Not necessarily in Arizona, but as this sort of debate about whether states can humanely execute people continues, what do you expect to see?
Lots and lots of court battles, probably.
Yeah.
I think you'll have any attorney who has a client who's on death row would likely or is likely to kind of look at these cases and say, hey, this might be grounds for a stay or for a delay or, you know, for tying these things up in court. And then I think you'll also see people who are opposed to the death penalty increasingly saying, look, it is difficult, if not impossible, to humanely execute somebody in America. So maybe we should get rid of it entirely.
I also wanted to speak with someone about this who's directly affected by this new policy. Dale Baish is an assistant federal public defender here in Arizona. He works to defend death row inmates in their final appeals. He was one of Joseph Wood's attorneys, and he's still fighting a case against the state over the way they carry out executions. And I asked him what his reaction was to this policy when he first heard about it.
I was stunned. It's something that I had never seen before in reviewing protocols in other states, and it's unprecedented.
And so this new policy, I guess, is this an attempt to get around this and be able to continue executions even though the state doesn't have access to the drugs right now?
Well, under the protocol, the state still can get the drugs, but it gives the prisoner or his attorney the option of attempting to go out and purchase the drugs. But again, that's illegal to do, and it's also unethical. A lawyer is fighting to protect his client's constitutional rights, not to participate in the execution process.
Right. And as an attorney who works with those clients right at the very end, when you're in their final appeals, right, what does that mean to you that you would be asked to provide the drugs to kill this person?
Well, I would not do it. So it's an easy answer for me. And I don't know of any ethical attorney who would.
So what are some of the legal challenges you anticipate to this?
Well, there's only one challenge remaining to the protocol, and that relates to the discretion of the director of the Department of Corrections. Under the protocol as written, it can be changed at any moment. And what we have learned from the past is that the drugs have been changed 18 hours before a scheduled execution. In another case, the department changed the number of drugs that would be used 2 days before the execution. And in the Joe Wood case, the department injected 13 additional doses of the drug. And there was nothing in the protocol to allow for that. So what we want to do through the litigation is really curb and cabin the discretion that the director has during the execution process.
So looking at 121 people on death row in Arizona, and the state is unable at this point to find a way to execute them, I wonder, what's the solution for the state? What do you think would be the best approach?
Well, rather than try to figure out ways to kill people and continue to experiment with different drug combinations or different methods, perhaps the legislature should have an honest debate about whether the death penalty is really needed today. I think that if that debate were to occur, people would come down on the side that we have other ways to protect society. We have life without parole as an option. So the person who committed some horrible act will never get out of prison. So there are alternatives to the death penalty, and perhaps we should think about discussing those.
That was Dale Baish, a federal public defender who was one of Joseph Wood's lawyers. He said there's still a lawsuit pending in federal court here in Phoenix over the state's use of the death penalty. The judge in that case will be looking at this issue along with how much discretion the director of the Department of Correction Corrections has in executions, and it could go to trial this summer.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.